Hello everybody, today I'll be reading chapter 12 and 13 of Avengers 2. Chapter 12. For a split second, the gathered Avengers thought Ultron might actually be serious. They were wrong. Instead of explaining anything, he summoned a group of other Ultrons, each looking just like him, who attacked from every direction. Two of them dropped onto Thor and Iron Man. Black Widow and Hawkeye looked for others, as Ultron himself blasted Iron Man backward. Thor shook off his Ultron drone and threw it onto the floor. Before he could finish it off, Pietro Maximoff took off and knocked Thor off balance. His sister, Wanda, shoved Captain America into the Ultron drone that attacked Iron Man. It grabbed Cap, and they wrestled. Gunfire spread throughout the room as Claw's mercenaries opened fire on the Avengers. Claw himself was getting out, led by some of his men. As he ran, he shouted, "Shoot them!"
"Which ones?"
one of the mercenaries asked. "All of them!" He kept running. Iron Man and Ultron rose into the air, exchanging blasts of energy and punches. Cap was about to put down the Ultron drone that had attacked him, but Pietro was still moving too fast for the eye to see. The shield slammed into the drone, damaging it, but when he came back to where Cap was, Pietro had knocked him down. The shield clanged down onto the steel bridge. Cap got up to go after Pietro, who stayed in one place only long enough to taunt him. Then he disappeared again. Hawkeye and Black Widow were methodically taking out Claw's mercenaries. Hawkeye was also shooting at Ultron, but his arrows had little effect. Thor smashed down on his Ultron drone, crushing it with his knee. He then threw his hammer after the blur of Pietro. Still moving faster than any of them could see, Pietro reached out to grab the hammer, and it slammed him straight down over the edge of the bridge and down to the floor below. Mjolnir flew back to Thor, and he looked to help Cap, who was fighting with another drone for control of his shield. The drone had it, but Cap wasn't letting go. He held on, keeping the drone in one place until Thor could charge across the bridge and smash the robot's head off with the swing of his hammer. Now that Cap was free, he flung the shield down to scatter a group of mercenaries. As they returned to him, he ran after Pietro, who was still shaken by trying to hold Mjolnir. As Pietro got to his feet, he was met by a stunning punch to the face by Captain America. He went down again, hard, his eyes glazed.
"Stay down, kid,"
Cap said. Then mercenaries were shooting at him again, and he had to take cover. Pietro gathered himself and flashed away.
"Guys?"
Bruce was saying over the comm.
"Is this a code green?"
He was asking if he should hulk up and join the fight, but they were too busy to answer him. Inside the fighter, Ultron had Iron Man lined up, but then Mjolnir blasted into him, knocking him off balance. Iron Man drove him hard into the floor in a shower of sparks and pieces of metal. Down in the middle of unconscious mercenaries, Thor caught Mjolnir. He sensed Wanda beside him, trying her mind control. He shoved her aside.
"Thor, status!"
Captain America called.
"The girl tried to warp my mind,"
Thor growled.
"Take special care. I doubt any human could keep her at bay. Fortunately, I am mighty."
As he spoke, he was suddenly surrounded not by the inside of Ulysses Claw's fighter, but by a torchlit Asgardian tomb, filled with soldiers and other revelers, as if there was a ceremony in progress. He looked around, seeing many faces he knew, curious what was happening and why he was there. Cap had just knocked a mercenary out with his shield when Pietro drove into him, shoving him down a stairway where he landed at Wanda's feet. Red energy curled around his head as she worked her magic on his mind. Iron Man saw this happening. He fired his repulsors at Wanda, who dodged out of the way. Pietro carried her away in a blur, and Ultron attacked again. Iron Man tried to check on the rest of the team. Black Widow looked confused, as if Wanda had gotten her too. Hawkeye also saw that Natasha was stumbling. He knew what was going on, and when Wanda came up behind him, he was ready. He already had an arrow, pretending to line up a shot. But when she started whispering, he swung the arrow around and jammed it into her forehead. "I've done the mind control thing," Hawkeye said. "Not a fan." Then he was slammed aside by Pietro, who tore the arrow from his sister's head and disappeared. Hawkeye crashed into a wall and fell hard at the floor base of a desk. "Yeah," he groaned. "You better run."